Man donates engine to local college August 26, 2023. In an economic environment where people are grappling with youth unemployment and mismatched skills development, Man Automotive, South Africa, has committed to plugging the gaps. Nicola Genvi reveals that, in keeping with this spirit, the company has donated an engine worth over R800,000 to Elingeni TVET College. Man Automotive, South Africa, has donated a CLA engine, the D0836LFL10 with SHE2 to Durban's Elingeni Technical and Vocational Education and Training, TVET, College Qua de Beka Campus, for practical training. The move follows the donation of a prototype truck several years ago by the German-headquartered vehicle manufacturer. As a TVET institute, Elingeni College provides higher education learning supported by the Department of Higher Education and Learning. It is also approved by the South African Bureau of Standards, SABS. The college offers full-time, part-time, and long-distance learning. It also provides bursary programs including the National Students Financial Aid Scheme, as well as other financial support services. Puso Malefe, Man Group Manager Labor Relations and Transformation, says the donation, made in line with the company's socio-economic development strategy, was also the company's means by which to contribute to the communities in which it operates. South Africa's triple issues of poverty, inequality, and unemployment can only be solved via education. Man wants to further education and training in this country, and this investment will translate into boosting the pool of diesel mechanics, he elaborates. Diesel mechanic is recognized as a hard-to-fill position within the sector. Malefe says that access to practical and theoretical experience will enable those who achieve this qualification to contribute to the broader motor vehicle and manufacturing industry. Elingeni TVET College Qua de Beka Campus Head of Department Engineering and Related Design Marvin Majola and Elingeni TVET College Lecturer KKN Mbambo, Qua de Beka Campus students Inkobo Nontethelelo, Malindi Lawandile, Mdunu Sile, and Inshongo Thangitnini, and Man Group Manager Labor Relations and Transformation Puso Malefe. Man Accountant Perm Lathuli, Man Human Resources Business Partner Nompamalelo Mdlashe, Man Group Manager Labor Relations and Transformation Puso Malefe, Elingeni TVET College Qua de Beka Campus Head of Department Engineering and Related Design Marvin Majola, and Elingeni TVET College Qua de Beka Campus student Inshongo Thangitnini. The three-year course fulfills the requirements for National Qualifications Framework, NQF, levels 2 to 4, which require students to receive 30% theory and 70% practical training. The aim for TVET college students is to complete their qualifications with a trade in order to be either employable or an employer. Too often, students emerge from their studies without sufficient practical knowledge and hence the mismatch in skills. They have been trained, but not adequately to be employable, Malefe says. He adds that graduates' options include being employed, becoming an employer in a small-scale business, or entering an apprentice program such as the one offered by Man. The company has already had students working on learnership programs to develop career interest in the motor vehicle sector. We want to teach students that there is a potential career path in the industry and that diesel is not only dirty. There are opportunities to move into plant management, dealerships, and business management, but starting at the bottom is critical to that progression, he says. Knowledge Mbambo, Elingeni TVET College Qua de Beka Campus Senior Lecturer Mechanical Engineering, says the TVET education system aims to prepare students for the workplace, but often fails in providing sufficient practical experience. This mismatch detrimentally undermines the system's intentions. Mbambo's colleague, Head of Department Engineering and Related Design Marvin Majola, says the donation significantly contributed to integrated workplace learning, adding that he is excited about the relationship being built with Man. In having an engine on which the students can work, they take the knowledge from the books and see it in action. They can disassemble and reassemble an engine, not from the text, but from the practical reality of getting their hands dirty as they identify the various engine parts, he explains. Looking ahead, Malefe says continuity is key to achieving MAN Automotive SA's transformation goals, so further contributions to the Kwa Debeka campus will be among the company's public-private partnership initiatives. This will also translate into boosting broad-based Black Economic Empowerment, BBBEE, while generating loyalty for the MAN brand and complementing partnerships with municipalities in GQABH, formerly Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, Schwein, and Ethekwini. Photographs by Terry Hayward.